Masechet Kinim, Perek Gimal, Mishnah He. We go to another case of a Kohen who did not ask. In the second part of the Mishnah, in the first Perek, which is Mishnah Bet, we learned that if a Hatat became mixed with undesignated pairs, we don't know which is which. The Kohen is allowed to offer only a limited number of Hataot that are supposed to be brought from the undesignated pairs. Like we mentioned, he brings the one with least risk. He knows definitely there's at least one hatat over here. So therefore, he's going to bring the one hatat. If the ola gets mixed with a pair of undesignated pairs, then he can only bring as well the amount of olot that would be in the undesignated pairs. He will talk about a similar case with the Kohen. Didn't ask how he should offer them. He just offered the birds as olot above the red line. And the other half of them as olot and half of them as hataot. In this case, all of the birds are undistinguishable from the others. Mishnah says, "Hatat she'ne'arva nit'areva be'chova." If you have a bird that was designated as a hatat that became mixed with an equal number of birds from obligatory pairs, and the Kohen didn't ask, but he offered half of them as olot and half of them as hataot, and kasher ela minyan hatat she'be'chova. The law is, only the number of hataot that are in the obligatory pairs are valid. If you have 10 hatat birds that mix with another 10 undesignated birds, and the Kohen offers half of them above and half of them below. Half above would be as olot, so it's 10 above, and 10 below as hataot. Only half of the ones that were offered as hataot, so 5 out of the 20, are valid, which is the number of hataot that was supposed to come from the 5 undesignated pairs. You have 5 undesignated pairs, so when I'm offering those as hataot, they're definitely valid. All the others, the other 5 birds that I offer here as a hatat, I don't know if they're really a hatat, or are they the ones that are supposed to be brought as an ola. So therefore, we wouldn't count them as valid. In other case, hovashinayim behatat. If the birds in the undesignated pairs are twice as many as the hatat birds, and they all became mixed, and the Kohen offers half of them as olot, and the other half as hataot. Mechitza kasher or mechitza pasul. The law is, half of the birds are valid and half of them are invalid. We'll give an example. You have 10 hatat birds that get mixed with 10 undesignated pairs. So a total of 30 birds over here. 10 hatat, definite, with 20 other birds that are undesignated, which is 10 pairs. The Kohen offers half of the birds, 15 above, as olot, and half of them below as hataot. So we say 15 birds are valid and 15 birds are invalid. The way we get to that number is the 10 hatat birds that we had automatically are assumed to be problematic because maybe they were all offered in the spot for the ola. So they're all out of the question. They're invalid. Now we have 20 birds left. 20 of those birds, they're undesignated. So we say that out of the 20, 5 are offered on top as olot, and 15 are offered on the bottom as hataot. The 5 that are offered on top are valid because it's less than the 10 olot that are supposed to be offered from the 10 undesignated birds, so they're good. And then of the 10 that are offered on the bottom as hataot are also valid. The other 5 undesignated birds offered on the bottom are invalid. That's the worst case scenario we come up with, that the 5 offered as olot are valid. And if we assume that in the worst case scenario, the 10 that were offered on top, which are really hatat, were offered as ola, then the rest are all given below. And we don't need from those 20 birds, the 10 undesignated pairs, 15 offered as a hatat, and therefore only 10 of those would be valid. So 10 hatat and 5 ola would be valid. Another case, behatat shenayim behova. If the number of hatat birds are twice as many as the number of birds in the undesignated obligatory pairs, and they all became mixed, the Kohen offers half above as olot and half below as hatat. Haminyan shebachova kasher. The law is, the number of birds that are in the obligatory pairs are valid. So let's say we have 8 hatat birds that became mixed with 4 undesignated birds. So 8 hatat and 4 undesignated. So we have a total of 12. 6 are offered above as olot, and 6 are offered below as hatat. We say 4 birds are valid, which is the number of birds in the obligatory pairs. We say that bottom line, two above and two below are definitely going to be hatat, and two are going to be definitely olah, the way the math works out. And therefore, those are the only ones that you know with certainty are offered in the right spot. We just gave three different cases where the hatat became mixed with undesignated pairs. And it's easy to see that by replacing hatat with olah, the rule would be the same, which is what the Mishnah says. V'chein olah shin ta'ariva b'chova. En kashir ela minyan olot she'bachova. The same rule applies if birds that were designated as an olah became mixed with an equal number of birds from obligatory pairs, and the Kohen didn't ask, but he just went ahead and offered half as olot and half as a hatat. The halakha is only the number of olot that are in the obligatory pairs are valid. So in this case, we have 20 birds total. 10 of them are olah, 10 are from pairs that are undesignated. We have to assume the worst. If 10 olot were offered on the bottom and are all invalid, and then the 10 undesignated birds are all offered on top, so only half of those on top should technically be olot. So therefore, half of the 10 is 5. And the 5 others, which should have been offered as hatat, are invalid. So in this case, you only end up with 5 valid birds. Another case. Hova shenayim be'ola. Second analogous case. That was just saying this with ola instead of hatat. If the birds in the undesignated obligatory pairs are twice as many as the ola birds and they become mixed, and the Kohen offers them half as olot and half as hatat, mechitza kasher mechitza pasul. Half of them are valid, half of them are invalid. Example. 10 ola get mixed with 10 undesignated bird pairs, which is 20 birds, so a total of 30. 10 of them are definite ola, and the rest are half-half, but they're undesignated. The Kohen offers half of them above and half of them below. Half 15 as olot above, and half of them 15 below as hatat. So we say 15 birds are valid, and 15 are invalid. Worst case scenario, all of the designated olot are offered in the wrong spot on the bottom, so those 10 are invalid. Then we say, of those 10 olot that were offered on the bottom, like so those are invalid, 20 are left undesignated, 5 were offered with them on the bottom as hatat, and 15 offered on top as olah. The 5 offered on the bottom are valid because they're offered in the right spot, because they're hatat. The 10 that are offered on top as olot are also valid. The other 5 that are offered on top with those other olot are invalid because they were supposed to be offered as a hatat. Last case of the Mishnah, ola shenayim behova. The number of ola birds are twice as many as the number of birds in the undesignated obligatory pairs. They become mixed. Kohen offers half above and half below, half as ola, half as hatat. Haminyan shebehova kasher. The number of the birds that are in the obligatory, the number of birds that are in the obligatory pairs are valid. So let's just give another practical example to mirror the cases. 8 olah birds become mixed with 4 undesignated birds. So the 4 is the number that we're saying are valid. 4, which is the amount in the obligatory pairs, 2 pairs. So we'll say if they were divided 6-6, we assume worst case scenario. 6 offered on the bottom are all from the olah birds. So those are out. And those are problematic. So now we have 2 olah birds left and 4 undesignated birds. So we say the 2 olah birds that were left over are offered on top and therefore in the right spot. The other 4 birds that are offered as olot are from the undesignated birds. 2 should be olot and are therefore valid. The other 2 should be hatat, and by the fact that we're offering them on top, they're invalid. So therefore you end up with a total of 4 birds that are valid, which is the number of birds that are in the obligatory pairs that we mentioned.